A half century ago, acclaimed post-war artist Mark Rothko donated 5 colorful murals to Harvard University. But by the late 1970s, the paintings were so badly damaged that they were banished to dark storage, seen by the public only a few times since. But the university recently transferred the murals to its art museums, where they'll be displayed in a new building starting this fall. And thanks to revolutionary new technology, the Rothkos will be restored to their original glory without a touch to the canvas. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
For Rothko fans, and there are a lot of them, sitting in front of one of his expansive paintings is a spiritual act. Art collectors covet his mid-20th century works. Just last week, a Rothko sold for $50 million at a London auction, and the Harvard Art Museums has 5.
It is a strange tale.
That's retired Harvard curator and conservator Marjorie Cohn.
Everybody wants a Rothko, and the fact that Harvard has a whole room of them that nobody sees is the other side of the story.
That story began in the 1960s. As an apprentice conservator at the Harvard Art Museums, Cohn remembers the works Rothko commissioned for a new space at the university's Holyoke Center. When the painter arrived with finished, rolled-up canvases in 63, the entire conservation department stretched the huge plum and crimson-colored paintings onto wooden frames.
The atmosphere then was so positive. He had nothing but praise for our efforts in getting things ready for him, and we, of course, were just thrilled to be working with a famous artist.
When Rothko donated the works to Harvard, he demanded they always be hung as a group in a penthouse dining room with the drapes drawn, but the space was known for its killer views.
And my boss was on the telephone all the time to the manager of the space about making sure those curtains were kept closed. But of course they weren't. Everybody went there for parties. They could care less about Rothko murals. You really can't blame them.
Over the years, the partiers splattered the paintings with food and cocktails. That abuse, combined with dramatic sun damage, was so bad, Cohn says the university took the paintings down in 1979.
They've been mythic partly, of course, because everybody knew they existed, but nobody could see them.
But now there's a sense of redemption and hope for the Rothkos because of a new high-tech fix that makes the paintings appear as they did in the beginning.
So we have 1, 2, and 3, which make up the triptych, and then on the opposite side we have wall number 4 and wall number 5.
Narayan Khandakar, senior conservation scientist at the Harvard Art Museums, shows me around the new building's gallery. It's an exact replica of the original room where the Rothkos first hung. Each of the faded murals is illuminated by a projector suspended from the ceiling. When you stand in front of them, the paintings appear resurrected. Khandakar calls this a new solution to an old problem.
It's a different approach. What we're doing is using light as a restoration tool, a retouching tool.
A team developed and is still tweaking this new technique. Former Harvard Museum conservator Jens Stegner, now with Yale, worked with the MIT Media Lab's Camera Culture Research Group and Swiss researchers to program digital imaging based on the original colors. Stegner said they needed to do this because the type of paint Rothko used could not be restored physically.
Rothko made his own paint. He used animal glue, and he heated it up, and he poured in dry pigment. He also used whole egg as a binding medium to disperse pigment.
The pigment is called Lithol Red. Combined with Rothko's secret recipe, it penetrated the canvas, then faded unevenly.
It's like a stain. If you would start in painting this, you would completely remove the artist's hand. You would remove the brushwork.
And that would break the cardinal rule of art conservators, which is do no harm. After painstaking analysis and research, the team was able to identify the colors, then color correct the painting's surface. The Harvard Art Museums are the first to use a lighting system in this way, and the conservators like it because the process is reversible with the flick of a switch.
The field rises to meet the challenges, and I think this is the logical next step.
Carol Mancusi-Ungaro directs Harvard's Center for Technical Studies of Modern Art and calls the Rothko restoration timely. She's been coming to terms with the artist's materials and brushwork for years at the Rothko Chapel in Houston and says conservators are always compensating, but usually with paint.
If there is a loss to the face or a slash in, for example, Velasquez's famous Rockaby Venus, slashed by suffragettes, that's something that we would mend and then we would put paint back in. So conservators have been trying to bring the unity of a work of art together through various methods of compensation for eons.
Mancusi-Ungaro expects skeptics when the murals are finally displayed for the public. Critics are not allowed to see them until the exhibition opens in the fall. But the Harvard museums have heard from perhaps the toughest reviewer. Rothko's son Christopher saw his father's murals in November.
I have to say I wasn't sure what to expect. I'd been hearing about this for a couple of years, and you know, we want to have a lot of faith in technology, but of course technology is not just a, you know, push-the-button fix for everything.
So what did Christopher Rothko think?
I got the goosebumps. I was really struck right away, not so much by the color, but by the way these still felt like paintings. Because it's just projecting a transparent light on there, you still have the feel of the canvas. For me, that's what makes it still feel so believable, because you know, my father's brushstrokes are still there.
The Rothko estate actually provided the missing link for this restoration project, a sixth panel that went home with the artist. It stayed rolled up, safe from cocktails and light damage. With access to that, the conservators were able to identify the true color. But there's been tension between Rothko's family and Harvard over the years. His son says some people blamed the artist, who committed suicide in 1970, for the work's deterioration.
We were upset that they had so thoroughly misunderstood my father's intentions and thought that he didn't even care about his own work, which nothing could have been further from the truth.
The artist wrote extensively about the dangers of technology, so Christopher Rothko isn't sure what his father would have thought of this fix, but he's relieved the Harvard murals will be back in the public eye.
So this is the first chance for those works to work their magic and hopefully have people really have a profoundly moving, emotional, philosophical, you know, everybody has their own kind of experience.
And Christopher Rothko says that was his father's intention, and that's why so many people love his work. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.